Merit Line. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of two newlyweds, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Fenella Scales as his wife, Kate.
I can't remember now if Kate and I discussed children before we got married. I don't think we did, actually, because I can remember how shocked I was during the wedding service when the vicar came to that bit about us multiplying and increasing, whatever you call it. But, well, I mean, you know, you're embarrassed enough just standing there, aren't you? When you can feel all those eyes focused on your back, and you're still wondering what made that ripping noise when you knelt down. I mean, when the church is suddenly ringing with talk about your unborn children, well, it sort of rather puts you off the whole thing, doesn't it? Well, it put us off. I think we only discussed the subject of multiplying once in the first 4 months we were married. But, of course, like a lot of other things, isn't it? Just because you ignore it, it doesn't mean it isn't going to happen.
No doubt at all, Mrs. Starling. If nature takes her full course, you should be a proud mother next December. Your husband's probably feeling proud already. What did he say when you told him you were coming to see me?
I didn't tell him.
No? Wanted to be absolutely sure first, eh? Well, he's in for a nice surprise then, isn't he?
Surprise?
How long have you been married now?
A year.
Oh, perfect. By the time nature's ready for her miracle, you'll be fed up with each other's company, just longing for a little stranger. Mark my words.
Well, actually, I must be honest, Dr. Bennett. George and I weren't exactly planning on a little stranger quite so soon.
Soon? You'll be married nearly 2 years by the time it's keeping you awake at night.
Well, I'd have liked one any time, of course, but George thought we ought to wait till we got straighter, you know, financially.
Oh, if you wait till then, you'll never begin. No. Starting now, you've time for a nice big family while you're young. You tell your husband that, Mrs. Starling.
Thank you, Dr. Bennett.
One a year for 5 years. That was my dear wife's proud record.
Yes, well, I think I'd better be going now.
You can't wait to tell him, I know. Well, if you have any trouble with him, just you get in touch.
All right. I'll drop your card.
Card?
Well, we're going on holiday tomorrow. I've just been thinking it's rather providential, really. I'll probably keep it to myself tonight, you know. Spring it on him when he's a bit more relaxed.
Mrs. Darling, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't recommend a holiday.
What?
I'm afraid the rules of this particular game are rather contrary to popular conception, if you'll forgive the word. The nearer you get to delivery day, the safer it all is. But early days for some mothers, and especially in the case of a first baby. Well, quite frankly, Mrs. Starling, I suggest you take things very easily for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
But we've organized. We've borrowed my father-in-law's car. George needs a holiday.
Oh, don't plead your case with me, Mrs. Starling. Go away and argue it out with your common sense. I can only advise very strongly that you heavily restrict your immediate activities.
Dr. Bennett, you'll be terribly disappointed.
Oh, nonsense. You wait till you tell him the news. We men always take the credit, you know. He'll be so proud, he won't mind a bit about the holiday.
Can you hold the other end of this map, will you, Arthur?
Right. Oh, I hope Sheldrake or Dixon don't come in.
Well, if they do, we'll say we're planning a new sales campaign. Now then, look, see, Kate and I are going to head west tomorrow, mm-hmm. and we'll stop off at Southampton and look up an old aunt of mine.
Oh, rich?
Rolling old man. Well, she ought to be. She never spent a penny on me. Then we go on to Devon and then Cornwall.
Oh, well, you must try Brixham. Here, look.
Really, Dennis?
Honestly, we went there last year. Hey, look, did I ever show you this photo?
Yeah.
Look. That's Joan with the baby down by the harbour.
Now, that looks like a nice pub in the background, George.
Out of bounds if he's driving. It'll be shandies and non-alcoholic cider after today.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't even know you'd passed your test, George.
Oh, yes, ages ago. I've been practicing the last week in my father's car. It soon comes back. I've got myself a license.
Oh, does your wife drive?
Well, no, but I thought I might teach you how to change a wheel.
Well, it's an old car. You never know.
Yeah, you know, she might come in handy for pushing you up a steep hill.
Good idea. Well, I'd better be getting home, actually, because she's been packing all afternoon, poor soul, and buying our picnic lunch for tomorrow.
Oh, lucky devils.
Oh, no, don't look so downhearted. Your holiday's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yes. But it's different when you've got kids, you know. You can't whip around in a car for hours on end and stop off at nice pubs. They start moaning when the novelty's worn off. I'm just plain sick.
Oh, charming. Well, thanks for the warning, old man. I'll pass it on to Kate.
Have you time for a farewell drink down the road first?
Oh, I'd love to, Arthur, but I ought to get back to Kate, you know. I've got to go down to my parents to collect the car.
Oh, well, bon voyage, they say, George. We won't call you back unless there's a crisis.
Thanks, Arthur. Give my love to Brixham.
I will.
He'll probably do it from that pub.
Yes. Oh, do shut up. I'm green with envy, it is.
Nearly as green as your children on that long car journey.
Poor old Dennis.
Absolutely definite. Yes, Mama. I've just come back from Dr. Bennett.
Well, it's wonderful news. Congratulations again, darling. I was wondering when you and George were going to make me a granny. I imagine he's absolutely thrilled, isn't he?
What? Well, no, Mummy, he hasn't come home yet.
But didn't you ring him at the office?
No.
Good heavens, Catherine. How on earth could you keep it to yourself? I'll never forget your father when I told him. My dear, he stood there as though he'd been poleaxed.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Poleaxed with joy, dear. Men aren't such unimaginative old sticks as they sometimes make us think. I promise you, dear, financial considerations or holiday plans will fly right out of the window the moment that George is flushed with the pride of fatherhood.
Well, do you think so?
I certainly do. In fact, I think you're quite likely to see a side of George you've never seen before.
Here he is. I must ring off, Mum.
All right. Goodbye, dear, and I'm delighted.
Thank you.
Oh, hello, darling. How's it going?
What?
The packing.
Well, I haven't started yet, darling.
Good heavens, what have you been doing all the afternoon?
Well,
I rushed home. Arthur and Dennis wanted me to have a drink with them, but I turned them down and rushed home because I thought you'd be slaving over the packing and shopping, and the least I could do was to whip you around to the local.
George.
Honestly, darling.
George.
What?
I went to see Dr. Bennett this afternoon.
Why?
Well...
Oh, no, don't. You haven't got that pain back of yours, have you? I don't think I could go through that again. I really... I've had a bucket load of that. Now, look, darling. They examined you at the hospital from top to toe. Thoroughly. They said there was nothing wrong at all. Probably just travel sickness. People sometimes get it before a long journey.
I didn't go about that.
Oh?
No.
Well, why then?
Well... George, where are you going?
Where's the food? I mean, I thought I'd hardly be able to get in the kitchen for goodies, and there's not even a sliced loaf. But what are you trying to do? Kill the holiday before we start?
Listen.
Well, thank heavens, it's Friday. The shops are open late. I was dying for a beer. Come on, Kate, what is the matter? Look, there isn't anything wrong, is it?
What?
Well, you went to see Dr. Bennett.
Oh, no, nothing wrong, but...
Well, just a check-up, then, was it?
No.
Well, what do you mean? It wasn't a check-up and there's nothing wrong. Well, why on earth did you go? I think you're going around the twist. Hello?
Hello, old man.
Miles.
I was just thinking, how about one for the road?
One for the road? What, you mean the road to Southampton?
Or Mandalay, or wherever you're going.
Fine, old man. I was just telling Kate I'm parched. Where shall we meet?
Well, I'm in the Camden Arms now, actually. Can you make it soon?
Straight away.
Well, I've got a date in half an hour, but I suddenly remembered you and Kate were off tomorrow.
Fine, Miles. I'll be right round.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, Miles is setting me up a pint in the Camden, darling. So now, what do you want to do? Come with me, or do the shopping first, or what?
Well, we don't have to go this moment.
Yes, we do, darling. He's off himself in a minute. Well, look, I'll tell you what. You decide. I'll hang on there if you haven't arrived when he leaves.
George!
Yeah, get one of those cooked chickens. We can have half each for lunch tomorrow.
Hello?
Catherine?
Oh, hello, Mum.
Well, what did he say?
What?
Wasn't he thrilled?
I haven't told him yet.
Why?
He's gone out again.
What?
Mum, I told you. He thinks we're going off on holiday tomorrow. He's rushing about like a mad thing.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
What is?
That you didn't yell it after him. That's why I was ringing. I suddenly remembered.
Remembered what, Mum?
Well, it was talking about your late father reminded me.
Mum, could you please tell me?
Yes, well, I knew you were a little het up. I thought you might spring the news on him rather challengingly. And that isn't the way at all, dear. It's best to wait for a moment when you're alone, you know, and when he's in an affectionate mood.
Mum, it's a bit difficult to catch him in his present state.
Oh, he'll slow down as the day wears on, surely. Just as long as you remember.
What?
Well, what I've been saying, dear. Don't bring it up like an argument, or you'll have enough ammunition for the rest of your married life.
Hey, and how can you tell when an elephant's been in your fridge?
I don't know.
By the footprints in the butter. how can you tell...
No, honestly, Miles, please.
Last one. How can you tell when an elephant's in your fridge?
I don't know. Tell me.
Because you can't close the door.
Oh, I must tell Kate she'd love that one.
I say, where is she?
Shopping, you said.
Well, I thought she'd look in here first. I told her you didn't have long.
Perhaps my attraction's faded.
Same again. George?
What?
Another pint.
Oh, yes, thanks.
Two more, Dave. Well, don't forget to drop me a naughty postcard, will you? What's the matter, George?
Well, quite frankly, I'm a bit worried about Kate, actually.
Oh, because she's late.
Well, no, not just that. She was behaving very oddly when I got home tonight.
Oddly?
Yes, sort of peculiar. I mean, you never have dreamed she was off on a fortnight's holiday. And now she hasn't turned up.
Oh, why don't you ring her?
Well, she must have left by now.
Well, if you're sure you haven't done anything...
How do you mean?
Well, she was peculiar once before, wasn't she? I mean, you found out you'd forgotten an anniversary or something.
Yeah, well, it can't be our wedding anniversary, I can assure you. That's not for another couple of days, and she's been dropping hints about it for the last month.
All right, but there are a few other things that get her niggled, aren't there?
Are you kidding?
Well, is there anything there?
Let me think, then. She always goes off if I don't clean my comb.
Have you cleaned it?
No, but I've got it on me, so she hasn't seen it.
But anyway, I mean, she wouldn't come over all peculiar just for that, would she?
No.
She might bawl you out, but she wouldn't put on her hurt face.
No, no, she wouldn't. No, it had to be something much bigger than a dirty comb.
Yes.
Well, what have I done this week, then? Let's go back. Let's see if I can remember. I remember to kiss her when I left this morning. I haven't criticized her mother for ages. Or did I leave the record player on all night? No, I switched it off. I did, yeah, I remember that, yes. It's not Valentine's Day, is it?
George.
What is it?
I mean, is this really crisis material, honestly?
What?
It's the road to divorce, is it? Forgetting to kiss Kate? Or remembering to insult her mother?
Well, I'm only trying to think why she's been acting oddly.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm afraid I was thinking on a slightly bigger scale.
Well, like what?
Like lipstick on your collar.
Whose?
Oh, well, that rules that out. How about a letter from another woman?
Well, I've only known one other woman, and Kate found her letters ages ago.
But you're not a secret drinker. I mean, she hasn't found half a bottle of gin in your collar box.
Look, Miles, very funny. Look, I can find out what this is all about without your sarcastic remarks, thank you.
Oh, how?
I'll ring her up. Got four pennies?
Blimey, it's a luxury drinking with you. Here you are.
You're so close, aren't you? Mm. What's that been? Watch my beer, will you?
What, anything else?
Yeah. Oh, blimey. What is at the bottom of this one? Fine start of the holiday, I must say. Good Lord, I do hope it's nothing I've done. I've got the whole day in a car with her tomorrow. Been lambing into me for about 7 hours.
Hello?
Darling, what's happened? I've been waiting in the pub. Have you done the shopping?
No.
What?
George, I want to speak to you.
Speak to me?
Yes.
Well, what about?
Not over the telephone.
Why not?
George, will you please come home?
Come home? There's still the shopping to do and... Kate? Kate! Blimey. Miles, Miles. Mm-hmm.
What?
This is serious.
Why, what have you done?
She wants me to go home.
I said, what have you done, not what are you going to do?
Nothing. She wants to talk to me.
Well, what about?
I don't know. I asked her and she hung up.
Oh, I don't like that.
Neither do I. Oh. Well, look, what do you think I ought to do?
Go home.
Thanks.
What for?
For sending me into the front line without any ammunition.
Oh, good heavens, what can I do?
Well, make it easier for me.
How?
Come home with me.
George?
Oh, hello, darling.
George, I want you to come here and
hello,
sit down.
Kate.
Miles! Wales?
Well, Mahomet wouldn't come to the mountain, so, you know, I just popped up to wish you a happy hol.
Oh.
And have a drink. What? Oh, well, if that's okay with Kate, I mean, she's probably busy.
Yes, I am rather, Miles.
Darling, Miles has just climbed 5 flights. And the least we can do is to offer him some liquid sustenance.
No, no, I mean, if Kate's busy...
Nonsense, she's probably dying for a drink herself.
Are you, Kate?
No.
Oh. Well, Miles is.
No, I'm not.
Miles, I don't want to be unsociable, but I want a word with George.
Yes, of course. Well, I'll be off, you lousy coward. have a happy hol.
Thank you. Goodbye, Miles. George, I'm sorry, but I want to speak to you.
Mrs. Starling.
We haven't seen you since the wedding.
No, well, I was just leaving.
Oh? Well, what's the matter with him?
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. Hello.
Oh, look, he brought the car round.
He thought it would save your journey tomorrow.
Yes. What's the matter with her? You're dashing off of the bedroom.
George, what's the matter?
It wasn't our fault, was it, dropping in?
Of course not.
I mean, we can go.
Good Lord, no.
George, have you done something to upset her?
Kate, may I come in? What's all this?
Well, we didn't interrupt a row or anything, I suppose.
Of course, what do you mean a row? Good Lord, Miles was here.
Well, that's what I mean. Take three to make a triangle.
Oh, honestly, Dad.
Well, I don't know what lies you youngsters lead. At least I know what I read in the papers, and they're all about pep pills and long hair. Oh, no wonder your love lives go haywire. You can't tell what you're wooing. She's not expecting, is she?
What?
Well, I was just thinking, your mother used to get a bit tearful for no reason.
Did she?
Don't you try to remember. You were only the size of a tadpole.
Dad, I happen to be remembering something else. The last time I told someone Kate was acting oddly, they immediately leapt to the conclusion she was brooding. Well, the situation's the same now as it was then. We cannot afford to start a family. Ergo, Kate is not expecting. What's so funny about that?
When were you born, George?
1940.
Yeah, that's right. Second year of the war. I was in uniform, Dunkirk, wasn't I? Yeah, do you think we meant to start a family? Now, if all that ergo stuff worked, we wouldn't have thought about you till it was all over, 1946. You'd arrived 47, 48. Crikey, you'd have had a beetle haircut now.
But, I mean, look, if she was expecting, she'd have told me.
Well, perhaps she's only just heard.
Blimey. She saw Dr. Bennett today.
Ah!
Well, all right, so why hasn't she told me?
Well, you can't afford it. You just said so. Ergo, she's scared to tell you.
I'm going to ask her.
I wouldn't.
Why not?
And spoil the greatest moment in a woman's life.
Well, good grief, doesn't it mean something in my life?
Yes, of course it does, but you've got to let her tell you.
But you just said she's too scared to.
Well, either that or there's nothing to tell.
What?
Well, we're only theorizing, aren't we?
Good grief, it's happened again.
What has?
Same as last time, false alarms. Then she was broody. This time there's quads on the way. Dad, if it is jolly unfair of you.
The telephone.
Just an alarmist, that's all you are. Hello?
So, you're going to be a father, George. Congratulations.
Dad?
Yes, sir, what is it?
Could you get me a chair?
Congratulations, Kate. I must say I did wonder. Don't tell him I told you.
What did it
take me for? I'll get Dad away. Then you'll have him all to yourself at last, won't you?
I just hope George won't mind too much about the expense and losing the holiday.
Oh, does he still have his paddies?
What?
Oh, he had a terrible temper when he was young.
Did he?
If he didn't get his own way, there'd be blancmange all over the walls.
Well, I can't make blancmange. But he is a bit touchy. That's why it's so awful about the holiday.
Well, you'll just have to choose your moment, won't you? Now, why don't you tell him where he can't make a fuss? Not here. Say you'd like to eat out tonight and then slip it into the conversation over the suite.
Oh, yes.
He can't throw blancmange about in front of the waiters, can he? And if you go to one of those places where they play romantic music, he He might even come over all misty-eyed as well.
Well, it's very kind of you to ring, Mrs.
Well, tell her you don't mind missing the holiday, won't you?
Yes, I will.
And congratulations again, dear.
Thanks very much, Mrs.
Tell Kate I shall call round tomorrow.
Yes, all right, Mrs.
All right. Goodbye, George.
Goodbye, Mrs. I'm going to be a father.
Yeah, it's a funny feeling, isn't it? A bit like the moment you're married, you know, your legs turn to jelly. What the heck have I done? Well, I won't say congratulations, because I always knew you had it in you. Okay, so I think I need a drink. How about you? Scotch?
Beer.
Oh, really? Well, I'm going to have a scotch.
Beer.
Right? Oh, good heavens, did you give any hard stuff for emergencies?
Dad, look, when do you think she will?
Well, will what?
Tell me.
Oh, don't ask me, George. There's no norm with women. Just as they're different from us, they're different from each other.
Oh, Lord. See, our mother said she's worried about me missing my holiday. Well, I mean, if I'm not allowed to ask her, and she's too scared to tell me, and I can't tell her I know, what the heck do I do? Wait till she's in maternity clothes and have a shrewd guess?
Oh, no. No. All you have to do is to prepare the ground.
Well, how?
Well, make her tell you. Say you've gone off the holiday. And if that doesn't work, well, try some baby talk.
Baby talk?
Yes, you know, tell her how you love the little perishers or whatever.
There she is.
Sorry, Dad. It's just been one of those days.
Yes, and we were the last straws that broke the camel's back. I know.
Nonsense. Yes. Well, anyway, we're off now.
Oh, are we?
Goodbye, George. Come along, dear.
Well, you have a nice time, Kate, though. Why you want to sit in a car in weather like this, I don't know. Oh, stop pulling my sleeve, will you? Wasn't good.
I'm glad you didn't come to the pub
tonight. How about...
Sorry. What?
No, after you.
Oh. Well, I was just saying. I'm glad, you know, you didn't come to the pub tonight because we'd have missed Mum and Dad. In any case, I'd rather have a drink here, you know, and have a cozy chat about everything.
Oh.
Yes. Well, what were you going to say?
I was going to suggest eating out tonight.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no, darling, who wants people?
I do.
What?
I mean, I do feel like eating out tonight.
Oh, I don't, so it's stalemate, isn't it?
Not really.
Why?
We haven't got any food in the flat. I'll go and get ready. Can you spare a beer?
Oh, should you?
What?
I mean, would you? Like one?
Yes.
Right.
Bring it into the bedroom, darling, would you?
Yes, okay. Well, here we are.
Thank you, darling. Cheers.
Oh, cheers. You know, my father may be right.
No need to shout, darling.
Sorry.
Right about what?
Well, sitting in a car in this sort of weather, I mean, he hasn't got a sunroof, you know, we'd be absolutely fried.
But if we don't use the car, where do we go?
What? Well, personally, I wouldn't mind a holiday at home.
What?
Well, I know that's not much fun for you. I mean, you're stuck in the home all year round.
Oh, I wouldn't mind, George.
Really?
No, really. I only want what you want, darling.
Oh, well, settle then.
We don't go away?
No.
Oh, darling, that's wonderful.
Good.
You don't know how wonderful.
Don't I?
No.
Why?
Well...
Come on.
You really mean it about staying here?
Of course I do. I mean, I'm not likely to joke about something that'll save us a bit of money, am I?
Money?
Well, not that money matters. But I mean, it's nice to have it, but that's all. I mean, we'd probably spend even more staying at home. Darling, what did you mean just now? I mean, I didn't know how wonderful.
Oh, saving the money, of course.
Oh, blast.
Aren't you going to change?
Change? Oh, yes, righto. Darling?
Yes?
You know Dennis, don't you?
No.
In the office.
I haven't met him.
No, but you've heard me mention him.
Yes, why?
He showed me a photo of his baby today.
Oh?
Yes.
darling, have you seen my eyeliner?
You what? You're right. What is this? Yes.
Well, thank you.
It was very sweet.
What was?
Dennis's baby.
Was it?
Yes.
Darling, am I light a bit?
Sorry. It's very sweet. I didn't think they could look as nice as that.
No, I was going to say you're not usually a fan.
No, well, this one looked very sweet. In fact, darling, I suddenly felt, looking at Dennis's photo, you know, I suddenly felt, don't laugh.
I'm not laughing, George.
No, you're not. Well, I suddenly felt...
Yes?
Well, that I wouldn't mind being able to show off a snap like that myself.
Did you, George?
Yes.
Well, actually, darling...
What?
Well, you'll be able to very soon. I'm going to have a baby, George.
You're not!
I've been dying to tell you, but there's been so many people around and I wanted you to be the first to know.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Oh, darling, it's come at such a difficult time.
Nonsense.
Oh, darling, it has. We can't afford it.
They don't eat that much.
Well, clothes and nappies.
Well, ring up my mother. I bet she's kept mine. I'll tell you what. We'll ask her when we take the car back tonight.
Oh, all right. Oh, but they won't have left the car, will they?
Why not?
Well, I told your mother that...
What? What did you tell my mother?
Darling, about the
baby?
George!
Before me?
Oh, George, don't spoil it.
Who spoiled it?
Darling, I'm sorry. Please don't let's have a scene.
I'm the first to know. Am I more like the last?
No!
But, yeah, Dr. Bennett knows. My mother knows. Your mother knows.
How do you know?
What?
How do you know I told my mother? You knew!
All right, I did.
All the time?
Yes.
And I wanted to be the first to tell you.
Well, you were the last, weren't you? Which is very fitting, as I'm the last to know.
You've ruined the happiest day of my life.
Have I really? It hasn't been a ball for me, you know. Well, certainly not the happiest. I can tell you I remember far better than this. My holiday's been cancelled. I'm facing years of school bills and nappies. And another thing, most important thing of all, we'll have to move out of this flat, you know. We can't stay here. They won't have kids here. No kids about here. We're out on the street. Right on the pavement, the three of us. But have I complained? Certainly not. I think I've behaved pretty well, if I may say so, as a father before his time.
Yes, you have, darling. You've been wonderful. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Well.
I'm sorry I...
Well...
I'm sorry.
Oh, well. What's the date? We better remember it.
Oh, that's easy.
Why?
It's our wedding anniversary. And I forgot all about your present this morning. Sorry, darling, but I was so nervous about going to see Dr. Bennett.
But, darling, it's not for 2 days.
No, that's the day of the week we got married. Today's the date. Here you are, darling. It's a shirt. Happy anniversary. What have you got me?
Well, actually, what happened was I didn't...
Another episode of Married Fine for Richard Fryers and Camilla Scales as George and Kate Stark. Miles was played by Derek Waring, Arthur by Frederick Treves, Dennis by Peter Hawkins, Kate's mother by Joan Sanderson, George Parents, Jeffrey Sumner and Diana King, and Dr. Bennett by Frederick Treves. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.